first of all, the main challenge that runs through all the regions, that's the seven project regions, is the fact that they are complaining of internet connectivity. The GPS is made up of it's in two folds. We have the offline and the online. The offline, the key justice agencies are able to input the cases on the CTS without connected to the internet. And with that, it remains on the machine and you cannot send it to other agencies' internet. So there's a need for an internet to be able to sync or send the information from one agency to the other. And that has been their main challenge, that the internet service provided or the facility provided for them is not working. They are unable to access internet using that facility. So for that reason, they are able to input the data in the CTS or onto the CTS. Now, when we tried to find out what kind of facility was provided, we realized that it was a 3G form of a router or so that was given, modem that was given to them. So that it wasn't working well. That is the main challenge. The other has to do with the fact that some of the people or officers that went for the training are unable to use the system still, and so therefore the need for a refresher training. Some of the concerns were genuine, that's the way that they did not fully participate in the training or all the training period. So they didn't get full understanding of the system or how to use the system. Some are also they are able to use because those that went for the training had been transferred, or some had gone for retirement. So it's entirely new people who have not been trained that has been appointed total person for the GTS. So though they have been appointed as total person, they are unable to use the system. That's another challenge there for us. I think the next has to do with the fact that some of them also complained of, that the laptops that were provided are not enough. Some of the sailors have like 3 or 4 VIPs, and there's a conflict of interest in the use of the one particular laptop that was provided, assuming all of them have cases to input. So that was another challenge that some of them mentioned. But we believe that these are also somehow related to attitudinal problems, because they could plan and then schedule themselves as to who uses the laptop in a particular way to help solve this particular problem. So maybe these are the key challenges that were attempted. So some are related or leads to other problems.